ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable. All right, boys, let's flip it and look at the defense. And I want to look at a broader issue, though, and that is what is now, as you like to say, once upon a time, the play of the 90s was the bootleg, right? The naked bootleg. And now, at this point in time, it is definitely the read option. So this is what the Bears have on their radar for several weeks to come. And Colin Kaepernick may be one of the more unique quarterbacks to run that read option because of his physicality. He is big, sturdy, stronger than ever, and he can run like the wind. You remember that game against the Bears in San Francisco? That was his maiden voyage, and look what he did. And it's just growing from there. Does it really challenge players' instincts in that it's baiting them to leave their gaps because they think they see something, and even if they see it and they read it right, they still may not be able to make the play? How challenging, Bears excluded, just in general, is it to try and stop that read option because of so many different things that can come off of that, from passes to the quarterback keeping it to the pitch, you name it, it's being done. Formations are interesting as heck. I mean, I thought Buffalo had some really interesting formations that made it difficult to diagnose.
It's challenging according to the talent you have running the read option. Do you have a talented multidimensional quarterback that's just as dangerous looking downfield or running with the ball? Are you playing against a quarterback that doesn't have the thinking power that some of these quarterbacks do? Lamar Houston and Jared Allen did a great job this past week of playing the zone read that Buffalo was showing. Lamar Houston specifically made a couple of big plays. So when I see San Francisco running the zone read option with Colin Kaepernick, I'm happy to see what Jared Allen and Lamar Houston and Willie Young are capable of doing and how disciplined they play that play specifically. The offensive coordinator, San Francisco, may not want to have that as a regular occurrence because they do play it well, and maybe they'll challenge you physically to the point of attack. So, yeah, it is a play of the new millennium, that zone read option, taking advantage of an overreacting defensive end. But again, after watching what Lamar and Willie and Jared see, they compute a lot of information instantaneously that makes it more difficult to run that play against them.
The thing of it is, it's just not two guys, two ends. It's the whole defense.
Right,
you have to.
I also think the Bears are facing a different animal this week. E.J. Manuel really only ran for
one
the touchdown, right?
That's
so
it.
He wasn't as much of a threat.
But the action is the threat.
That's true.
The deceptiveness
is
the threat.
Kaepernick is going to hang on to the ball a lot more than E.J. Manuel, and he's going to be able to burn the defense more, so you're going to have to be just as disciplined, if not more disciplined, than you were in the first game.
Right, no doubt about it, but it's the one player they're trying to take advantage of. If you can get one defensive end that's maybe 3 feet out of position, consider that hole wide open, you know, hole. But again, go back and look at the Bears. They ran a nice sprint read option too to Matt Forte, and with Jay coming out from behind center so aggressively, that puts the defense in an awkward thinking position too. So it's not only the San Francisco 49ers that are running it. Every team has a version
of
it.
Yeah.
And now, what subtle change will the Bears make in their zone read option to put the stress on the San Francisco? Just like San Francisco will make a subtle change to theirs.
Who's going to defend Vernon Davis? That's what I want to know. That's my big question. And that's no disrespect to anybody on the Bears. I mean, this is just a unique tight end, 9 years deep in his NFL career, with just tremendous playmaking ability. But the big word is speed. And speed kills. And speed kills at home in a brand new stadium as well.
Right. Well, we saw that last year with Jimmy Graham against the Bears. I think he caught 10 passes in the game when the Saints beat the Bears at Chicago.
Well, then you're going to have good outside coverage against Anquan Boldin and Crabtree, because those two guys deserve a lot of attention. So now you got that center field area between the safeties and the linebackers. They're going to have to contend with Davis.
ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable.